At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, February 12th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with Trojan Athletics. So first up, for today's episode, let's take a look back at this past week and see how our Trojan student athletes and programs performed on the courts, the mats, and in the pool. So first up, varsity girls basketball. They unfortunately ended their season this past week with a loss at home to Shippensburg on Wednesday and a loss to Harrisburg on the road on Friday night. As a result, the team finished with a 4-18 overall record for the 2019-2020 school year under first-year head coach Justin English. The team, however, was extremely competitive in a number of games throughout the year, and we are excited to see where the program heads in the future. So now it's time for them to get started here this offseason, but I'm sure they will rest just a little bit before they do that. So I want to wish our four seniors the best of luck in their future endeavors, and I cannot wait to see some of you compete this spring in track and field as well. Moving on, we have varsity boys basketball. They also ended their regular season this past Friday at home against Harrisburg. And as I've talked to many people out in the public and here in the school, the environment could not have been any better Friday night, as we had probably over 1,000 spectators in the crowd, and our team certainly did not disappoint by putting on an exciting show against the Cougars. So just kind of recap that game a little bit. It was senior night, so the team had a little bit extra motivation to play for. But the Trojans kind of trailed almost the entire night against a very tough Cougars team, which is the case year in and year out. But with just 0.5 seconds left on the clock, and if you guys want to see this replay, just tune in or check out our Twitter account where we've posted the link to it as well. But with just 0.5 seconds left, our senior point guard Ethan Treffler nailed a three-point shot from the right corner to give the Trojans a big 46-44 win over Harrisburg. And fun fact, that was the seventh win in a row for the varsity boys basketball program over Harrisburg, which I'd have to do a bunch of research and check with people like Ed Gottwalls and all that. But I think it'd be hard-pressed to find another team that has beaten Harrisburg seven times in a row. And that win streak dates back to the 2017-2018 season. So with that win and that exciting finish, the team finished with an overall record of 16-6, which propelled them to the ninth seed in the District 3-6A power rankings. And as a result, they will start their playoff run next week on the road on Tuesday the 18th. And this is the fifth year in a row that the team has now qualified for the District 3 postseason tournament. So I'll have more information later on and where they're headed and what time they're playing. Varsity wrestling, they were off this entire past week as they finished up their team wrestling season last Monday, but they've been busy preparing for the individual postseason tournaments that start this Friday and Saturday. And again, just like basketball, I will share later on in this episode more about where they are competing. And then last but not least, we had our varsity boys and girls swimming team compete at the Mid-Penn Conference Championships this past Friday and Saturday, the 7th and the 8th, at Cumberland Valley High School. Out of 23 schools, our girls team finished in 21st place, and our boys team finished in 6th place with a team score of 165.5. And I'm going to go through some individual and team relay medals that our team won there at that championship meet. And bear with me because there is a lot of information to kind of go through here. It's 31 total pages of results if we want to look at every single event. But again, like I said, I'm just going to highlight how our team performed and where we kind of got some medals there. So in the boys 200-yard medley relay, the team of CJ Pong, Robert Pong, Michael Johnson, and Aiden McMillan with a time of 1:38.76. finished in fifth place in that event, which gave us a team score of 28 points for that event. Moving on, in the boys' 200-yard freestyle, Aiden McMillan finished in fourth with a time of 147.01, which resulted in 15 team points for the Trojans. All right, flipping through some papers here so I can get to the next event. In the boys' 100-yard butterfly, we had CJ Pong finish with a silver medal in second place with a time of 50.36 seconds, which resulted in 17 team points for the Trojans. All right, flipping through a few more pages here. In the boys' 500-yard freestyle, we had Colby Estep, a junior, finish in sixth place with a time of 4 minutes and 57.4 seconds. That added 13 points to the team score. And then I think we have just two more events here for you. In fact, I just missed one. Thank you to my producer here, Katie, for pointing that out. And the boys' 100-yard backstroke, and I can't believe I almost missed this one because this is where our team performed the best. But in the boys' 100-yard backstroke, in first place with a gold medal was CJ Pong with a time of 50.43 seconds. And we also had a sixth-place finisher in Aiden McMillan with a time of 54.58 seconds. So congrats to those two individuals on earning medals in the 100-yard backstroke. In the boys' 100-yard breaststroke, we had Michael Johnson finish in fifth place with a time of 1 minute, 0.89 seconds. And then last but not least, the last event of the entire championship meet was the boys' 400-yard freestyle relay. And the team of CJ Pong, Gavin Vink, Colby Estep, and Aiden McMillan finished in fifth place with a total time of 3 minutes and 18.38 seconds, which was just 8 seconds behind first place Cumberland Valley. So like I said, I know I quickly ran through a lot of those individual and relay results, but I think it shows just how impressive our team performed there at the Mid-Penn Conference Championship meet. And interesting enough, you would think that maybe the District 3 meet is a lot more competitive and tougher than our conference meet, but that's not the case, as we have some schools from District 6 that also compete in the Mid-Penn Conference and State College in Mifflin County. And so, again, I think it's just an impressive showing for our varsity boys swimming team with all the individual and relay scores that they had at that event. So they now will be turning their eyes to districts, which will take place here in a couple weeks. And then last but not least, for last week with some highlights, was our National Signing Day. And I mentioned this last week that we had a few senior athletes sign with colleges to continue their athletic and academic careers. But just to give you an update on where they all signed, because I didn't mention that in last week's episode. But we had five total signees. First up, we had Kenna Shear. She is going to Wilson College to continue playing girls lacrosse. We had Elijah Snyder, who is going to York College of Pennsylvania to continue playing baseball. Angel Santos, who is going to Marymount University to continue playing boys lacrosse. Garner Funk is going to Fairmont State University to continue playing football. And Tyler Luther is headed to IUP, where he will continue playing football as well. So congrats to those five and their families on a great accomplishment. I say this every time we have a signing ceremony. Is that it's my favorite time of the year because it just represents the culmination of everything that those students, their parents, their coaches, and teammates have put into their athletic careers. And it really takes a team effort to get them to this point. And so we're excited to see them continue their careers next year at the collegiate level. And we will follow them as well. So that wraps up some highlight scores and where our teams currently stand in the playoff race. If you want to check out those highlights daily, we post them on our Twitter and Instagram accounts, which are handles at CASD Athletics, and we do our best to post the final varsity scores there each and every evening. So if you are just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. We are here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., and we also have a rebroadcast of the episode every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. as well, in case you can't listen to the live episode. All right, so some upcoming events later this week and early next week. We're really winding down here with the winter season, so there's not much to mention here. But for today, we have our South Junior High girls and boys basketball teams competing against Yellow Breeches Middle School of the Bowling Springs School District. The girls are on the road at 3:45 p.m., and the boys are home at South at 4 and 5 p.m. with Junior High first. And then tomorrow, Thursday, February 13th, we have the final ever games between our South and North boys and girls basketball teams. As I'll discuss a little bit later, some restructuring we have going on at the middle school level with athletics for next year. But our South and North teams will compete against each other tomorrow evening in the Cassius Fieldhouse, with the first game beginning at 5 p.m. Then on Friday, February 14th, we have a few individuals from boys and girls varsity swimming competing at the Mid-Penn Polar Plunge, which is at Northern York High School at 5 p.m. And then I mentioned earlier, our varsity wrestling team will begin their individual postseason tournament at the District 3 Sectionals Tournament at Mechanicsburg High School at 5 p.m. Both of those teams will follow up their Friday performances with Saturday competitions as well. Varsity wrestling, the second day of sectionals, starts at 10 a.m. again at Mechanicsburg High School. And the second day of the Mid-Penn Polar Plunge for varsity boys and girls swimming begins at 11 a.m. at Northern York. And then we also have some individual indoor track and field athletes heading to Lehigh University for an invitational at 10 a.m. on Saturday as well. And then early next week is when our varsity boys basketball team will begin their District 3 6A playoff run. They will be in the first round against J.P. McCaskey on Tuesday the 18th at 7 p.m. Again, that's on the road at J.P. McCaskey at 7 p.m. Tickets are $6 for adults and $4 for students, and the winner of that game will then travel to Wilson High School for the quarterfinals of the 6A tournament. If you'd like more information, please visit the District 3 website at www.piaad3.org or visit our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. And a few more events coming up later this month that I want to share with you. Just as reminders, Thursday, February 20th is our Spring Sports Parent Meeting, which will begin at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. So if you would like information on any of our spring sports and you want to hear more from our athletic administration, our sports medicine staff, and most importantly, the coaches, please plan on coming out to the Cassius Auditorium on the 20th at 6:30 p.m. for that information. And then on Monday, February 24th, if you are a spring athlete and still in need of a spring PIAA physical, you can come down to the Cassius Fieldhouse on Monday the 24th. Anytime between 4 and 7, walk-ins are welcome to receive that PIAA physical. Wellspan Sports Medicine staff will be on hand to assist in that process. The cost per physical is $25, and you can find out more information on our website or on our social media accounts as well. And then three last things for today's show. So I mentioned a little bit earlier that tomorrow is the last time we will ever have our South versus North boys and girls basketball games. And the reason for that is we are doing some restructuring with our junior high basketball and volleyball programs. As many of you know, we've had separate teams at South and North. And as great as that's been in a lot of aspects, it's also been a negative in some aspects as well, mainly around some participation disparities between the two schools. We've actually had more students participating at North than South. So there's been some disparity there in terms of participation. But then also, we want our teams at the middle school level to really prepare us for what our varsity teams will see at the high school level. And so for the past several years, our middle school teams have primarily been playing a local schedule with local school districts. And as great as those games and events have been, we'd like to see our middle school teams play more of the high school type schedule. So they're going to be in a different division next year. That's the reason we're going from two teams down to one. So that's the big reason for that, and I'll share more about that here in some later episodes. And then two last things as well. Next week, we will be sharing some exciting news regarding our new athletics website. It's been months in the making, and a lot of people have been involved in creating it, adding information to it. So we're excited to share that with you. And then also next week is when we will begin our spring sports head coach interviews. as our head coaches reflect upon their offseason preparation, their goals for the upcoming spring season, and much, much more. So stay tuned for all that information starting next week. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. If you would like more information on Trojan Athletics, please follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics. Follow us on Instagram at @CASDAthletics, or check out our current website, which is www.CASDOnline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, February 19th at 1:30 p.m. for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report. Only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.